host, Francesca Thompson, and today we're diving into a topic that can send shivers down the spine of any of the most seasoned teachers: evaluations. I'm joined today by Dr. Tiffany Burks. She is not new to the show, and that is why I wanted her here to answer some of the tough questions. Welcome back, Dr. Burks. How are you?
Thank you, Mrs. Thompson. I am doing well, and how are you?
Good. I'm glad to have you back in this with this topic, because I think it's very important. You are a leader, and you've been a leader for a while now at your school and at other schools as well. So you know what this is about. You know all about teacher evaluations, and I want us to have a tough and transparent conversation as to how we can improve teacher evaluations, both from an administrative standpoint and a teacher's perspective. Are you up for it?
I am up for it and super excited. And thank you for having me on your show.
Yes. And you know what? You got a book that's out. What's that book about?
That book is basically my dissertation that I turned into a book. And I am hoping and wanting leaders, our principals, district leaders are as superintendents, associate superintendents, human resources, to understand that we are wanting to develop more leaders. So mm-hmm. if one is in the assistant principal role or any role that is in the leadership role in education, giving them guidelines of what is needed in order to produce more principals who assistant principals who are seeking to be principals. So yeah. Had the opportunity to meet and interview principals and assistant principals.
This is good stuff.
Yes. So I'm super excited about it. Yes.
Yeah. And I think it's about just teaching people how to be better. And I think that's what your book is going to, it's going to inspire other, you know, assistant principals or people who are wanting to take on that role. So please, y'all, if y'all have not, if you want to be an assistant principal, or even if you are an assistant principal or leader, this is for principals as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So just, you know,
it is definitely for principals as well.
And so I'll have a link at the in the show notes for you guys to get that information. So about being a good leader, I would say evaluations are definitely a part of that. Evaluations, whether they're formal evaluations, formal observations, or informal check-ins, can often feel like high-stake performance reviews. But fear not, fellow educators. Today, we're going to explore strategies and tips to ease that evaluation stress and even turn it into an opportunity for growth and development. So, Dr. Burke, what can you share? What's your thoughts on teacher evaluations?
I want for teachers to not take it personal. Mm-hmm. I know it's difficult. It's nerve-wracking, because I've been in that situation where I was a teacher and it was nerve-wracking. Be open. Understand that everybody has a role to play in teacher evaluation, as far as the administrative side part of it and the teacher part of it. And then also, you want to also be open-minded and realizing that at the end of the day, after all is said and done, it's about the student. So with that in mind, that it's about the student, it's about growth, it's about being better at your craft. So just being open-minded and not taking things personal, and also be willing to not always come with an answer, but come with wanting to get information again in order to build your craft as a professional in the teaching sector or the educational sector.
So what are some of the most common stressors that educators face when it comes to evaluation? With some of the things that you just shared, I think people look at it. I mean, from a teacher standpoint, this person that's coming in this room to look at me, to see what I'm doing, and are they judging me? Do they not like this, what I'm seeing? Little Johnny over there sleep, and I'm sick of little Johnny sleeping and I don't want him to get mess up my evaluation. He was just not asleep just 5 minutes ago before all of these things, right? So what are those stressors?
And to add to that too, and I think some as a administrator, we have to be open too, because we don't see the whole picture. We only see what we see at that moment. And you mentioned little Johnny. We don't know what little Johnny and that teacher have a relationship, a positive relationship. And we don't know what little Johnny went through the night before. So as an administrator, we have to be open to as well. So prime example, we had a rule at one of our schools that whenever we come into an observation, no students are supposed to have their head down. So that
They
was
have
a
to have their heads what?
There, they the students were not allowed. Like, if we're in walking in their classroom and we see students with their heads down, we would say, okay, that would be a concern as an administrator that, okay, we're not teaching that child. So some of the stressors is, I think that teachers, again, I get it. Been there, done that. And I personally, I wish that the platform or the tool that we do use actually provided more information on how we're rating teachers. I know it talks about the positive relationships with students. But I wish it kind of was more broad in, okay, we have a lot of teachers at our school that they're there sun up to sunrise. They beat me there. They're working on weekends. There's a lot of things that teachers are doing that
Are to get
are
missed on that evaluation piece.
seen. And I think that I wish it was worded just a little bit differently. I've seen, and I'm just being transparent because we're
Yes.
transparent, but I've seen teachers who are not great with students. And sometimes they don't like students, but they hit every indicator on that teaching rating. And I've seen some teachers that have a great relationship with the students, and the students enjoy being in their classroom, but they don't hit all those indicators. I do wish that there was another tool that could be used.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think it's time for a little facelift with the teacher evaluation systems. And it's not just you're in a whole nother state, right? This has been some of the common things that the research is stating is that we're in a different time. We're dealing with different people. A lot of people are coming into education, not in the traditional senses, like going to college for education. They're coming in from industry. And I think we need to change the evaluation to include some of those things that you were just mentioning. And I don't know if there's a state out there that has been inclusive to some of the other things. But I would definitely agree with you. It's time for just a little makeover.
And I would like for it to be a tool that teachers have created, getting some more buy-in from the teachers, because a lot of, like you said, some of them are for some teachers are in the profession that come from other industries, far as corporate or what have you. And that also goes with our district. We have some folks that are in positions that have never been in the classroom at all, and they're the ones that are driving the tool. So I would love to hear more from teachers and say, okay, hey, far as what should I look for when I walk into your classroom?
Good
Or what
question.
would you like to be rated on in your classroom? Of course, content is very, very important. We want to walk into a classroom and the teacher does know the content, but also I would like to know far as what strategies are they differentiating their instruction. And I don't know if that's in one of our rating tools as far as differentiation. I know it's very, very broad that we can link it to that, but I would like to hear more from the teachers.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Definitely, I like that you're saying some teachers, they need to shift their mindset, look at it as an evaluation process that's creating that relationship with the administrator for growth rather than critiquing their abilities or criticizing their abilities. It is there for growth. So I want to keep it real, right? So from administration, what can they do to help ease that process and help ease a teacher's mindset? I just haven't been in an environment. I've been in an environment where teachers know that we got to get it evaluated, but I think that everybody is just always uncomfortable with that process. And I'm a, not to brag on myself, but I feel like I'm a phenomenal teacher. You come in my classroom when I was teaching. I mean, we you would it was just like, golly, I don't want to go. But I still got that unease when people would come in just to, I like for people to come in and be a part, right? But I know that they have to be evaluated. So what can admin do? And then what are some of the biggest mistakes they make when evaluating teachers?
The biggest mistake is they only evaluate when it's time to evaluate. I think that it should be something that is intentional. It should be something that, far as walkthroughs, what something that we have started. And I think that also to add to that, there should be a level of trust. Like you said, not that time where, it's a gotcha moment. But and I think about this, just imagine if I just came into your classroom when you were teaching, only when it was time to observe you. You would kind of have that uneasiness. But if I was to come into your classroom at least once or biweekly, then when it was time for you to actually and giving you feedback during your walkthroughs, when it was actual time for your observation, I believe that you wouldn't have that uneasiness. It would be something that you would be used to. So just building that relationship early on instead of waiting to like at the end or when the district says, you know what, we need to have some walkthroughs. We've noticed that you haven't walked through or visited your class, your teachers' classrooms. And one thing I love about teachers, they're always wanting feedback. They want to know, hey, how can I be at accomplished or distinguished? So they want that growth. They want to know how, So that's one thing that I do enjoy about the profession of teachers, especially for the ones who are really in it. They're okay with getting their sleeves up and they're ready to do some work and change some lives. But yeah, just allowing the teachers as an administrator, not just coming in during observations, but coming in intent, having some intent, okay, and having that conversation. I know we do pre-conferences, but having some pre-conferences before, even during the walkthroughs, and say, hey, I'm going to be in your classroom on this day. What should I be looking for? Or provide, hey, I'm going to be looking to see if your students are on task. I'm going to be looking to see far as any practices that you have, any strategies that you have used. I want to see if you even know your student, how your students learn. So I think that's really, really, really important.
I'm so glad that you said that part about it doesn't always have to be this thing where you walk into somebody's classroom. It made
Mm-hmm.
me remember two of my evaluators, and one of them, he evaluated me in action. I had an event, student driven. It was something called Market Day. Kids had to set up, kids had to sell, it was prep. It was all of these different things. I was running around that school the entire day, and
Wow.
he evaluated that process
That's awesome.
and then asked me to send him some material on what that was, what the activities were assigned to it. And I was like, that genius, sir. Yeah, because I'm in my class preparing all the last month for this big, huge event for my students. Nobody comes and judges that or looks at that, right? They're in there looking at me, teaching them those different lessons associated with that. But the big event, and then it made me feel good that he was a part of that and was like there, not only to, observe, and I didn't even realize that he was observing me for that. I don't know, guys, if that's a problem or not. I don't know, but it was just so, it to me, it was brilliant. It was just, I was like, that's perfect. This was the perfect thing to evaluate. This was like all of it to put together. And so I appreciate that. And then the other administrator, he evaluated how the entire team collaborated on an event. So he was over the CTE department, and we had a huge event that we all were supposed to work together on. And he re sent an email out and to the department and said, please respond how you supported this event so I can include this in your evaluation. I said, oh my God, that's great. Because we were all supposed to be involved. So it doesn't have to look like going into your classroom and you in front of in front of the students to write things on the board. It can look many different ways.
Very intentional. Like
Yes.
you shared that with me. I'm just like, wow, that was very intentional.
Yeah, I love it. There's all kind of creative ways. So when we talk about preparing for this, what can teachers do to prepare effectively? Should they prepare? Or is it just kind of like just keep doing what you're doing and just be good at it?
I say get to know, just like the principal. There's a saying that what is it? Get to know the persons or the people that you labor with or labor with. I said get to know your principal. Of course, as a teacher, you have to get to know your students, but you do want to capture the vision and the mission. I think that knowing your school's data is so important. Again, I know it sounds very cliche-ish, but knowing the data for your school will help drive your instruction, like looking at the standards, unpacking those standards will help. And having that conversation with your principal, because there are some principals who don't know how to read data. Thankfully, I'm at a school where my principal is, she's on it when it comes to that data. I mean, she's math data driven. I mean, we have those conversations. And the academic facilitators are spending time with their teachers, and they are unpacking those standards and moving forward in that. I know depending on the grade level, like I said, just see exactly based on the data, and have those conversations with your principal. But do keep on doing what you're doing, far as if once you have been observed and once you have gotten that feedback, make sure that you implement that feedback. Make sure that you're implementing that feedback that your administrator or academic facilitator or whoever your coach has put in place for you. And have those conversations. Like, have those conversations. It is okay. I mean, I know we're dealing, like you said, things have changed, things have shifted, and have those conversations with your administrator.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I know, we're dealing with I know, in some schools there's behavior issues, but sometimes it may not be the behavior issue may can diminish if that child is some children may just be bored. So just trying to understand how that child learns. But yeah, not being afraid to have those conversations. And yeah, anytime you are being observed, it can be nerve-wracking, but when you build that relationship with that principal or that administrator, it can take away that uneasiness.
Yeah, for sure. Well, this has been great. Excellent tips. I think our conversation is just about owning your experience as a teacher, building those relationships out with your admin, not being afraid, and just going out there asking questions, learning from others, collaborating. It all matters with this process. And and also in our conversation, we do feel like there's some parts of the teacher evaluation that needs a little makeover. And so, and the only way that's going to happen is at the state level, right? And because for us, that's mandated by the state, I do believe. Yeah, teacher fees for us
Exactly.
is what we're using. I don't know, what are you guys using?
Yes, we are. We do. It is NECES is our platform.
And that's by the state, correct?
Yes, it is by the state. And another thing I was thinking about, but also if you're in a profession of, and you're a teacher, you have to be okay with who you are as an individual. Like you have to be okay with you we're dealing with different children, so we want to make sure that whatever we're passionate about, that it can seep into our instruction. We just
I
you and
get
I both have taught, and in dealing with children, they need that extra excitment in your voice. You cannot be monotone.
Put them to
You cannot be
sleep.
monotone. They will fall asleep.
You put them to sleep. That's, I mean, I. When I was in the classroom, I remember, because school for us starts at 7 o'clock in the morning. My kids would be like, "Why are you so up?"
Yes.
"Miss Thompson, it's 7 in the morning. Where do you get this energy from?" "I'm ready, girl. I'm ready to seize the day, honey. Let's get it. Come on."
Right. And see, with that, I'm like, I need that.
am ready, okay? I am ready. So, and then it used to just be, it was so fun. I do miss that a little bit, but you just never know what I was going to bring to that classroom and what experience those kids were going to get. You weren't going to go to sleep because you just didn't know what I was going to do, right? You didn't know what I was bringing to the table. So, we had fun for sure.
I remember my assistant principal at the time. He told me I was too loud. He would knock on the wall and he was like, "You are too loud." And I told my principal, I said, "He says I'm too loud." And she said, "Nope, you are fine. You continue doing what you're doing."
Yes. Okay. That's
Right?
us. That's why we're related. Okay.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
used to get in trouble because I would jump on the desk. And so they finally told me, "Her, you cannot jump on that desk. That is a hazard." But it was just so exciting. You would never know when I was gonna get on that top of that desk to start teaching from that level. "Hey, y'all,
Oh,
what are you doing today?"
we are related. We are jumping desks, teachers.
I'm
I can't get on
jumping on
a
the
desk now. I'll be like, "Oh, my knee."
now. Okay. Right, I see. Girl. Nah, yeah, it won't work out like that for me now.
No, no.
All right, well, this has been fun. What's next for you, ma'am? What
Next.
you got, going on?
Okay. I am going to work really, really hard to promote my book. And thank you for allowing me to share information about the book. But I'm going to work really diligently to promote the book more. Let's see. We are in the process. I will be going back to the same school in my position. So I'm super, super excited about that. My roles will be changing. I still have the same title of Dean of Students, but there has been a big need for behavioral management with students. And so I'm trying to think of ways to reform, if that makes it, to reform students as opposed to suspension, kind of suspend, So I'm just trying to think of ways of, I want to teach them how to make good choices. I know I heard someone say we teach children math and reading, but do we teach them how to act proper ways and act? And I don't know who made that quote. I saw it when I went to a PD, and I said that is so true. We are punished driven, and I'm not saying that we can't give kids a consequence, but we're going to have to think of something differently to help them navigate their choices that they're making.
Love it. Well, I wish you the best. It seems like you got your plate full for this year, and I can't wait to have you back on the show. Guys, thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is actually our last episode for season three. Thanks for tuning in to everything but the lesson plan. Remember that you are not alone in this journey. I want to thank Dr. Burks again for joining us. Together, we can ease the stress of evaluations and support each other in becoming the best educator we can be. So listen to these tips that she has shared with you today. And until the next time, keep thriving.